USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The 2020 presidential election is still undetermined at this hour. The voting is too close to call in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, North Carolina, and Georgia. Unofficially, it looks as if the Republicans will hold a majority of the Senate, while Democrats will still hold the House. Oregon passes legalizing magic mushrooms as a form of mental health measures. District of Columbia essentially dropped the hallucinogenic to the lowest level of police priorities. Voters in New Jersey, Arizona, and South Dakota passed measures to legalize recreational marijuana. Florida voted in a minimum wage of $15 an hour by 2026. Mississippi voters approved a new flag for the state featuring a magnolia flower with the statement, "In God We Trust." Thursday Night Football tomorrow has Green Bay traveling to San Francisco, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
There is still no call in the presidential election at this hour. In other news, a Palestinian motorist fired a pistol at Israeli soldiers in the occupied West Bank on Wednesday and was killed by them, a military spokesman said. Palestinians identify the dead man as an officer in their security forces. While there is no Israeli casualties in the incident at a roadside military position near the Palestinian city of Nablus, a Palestinian security officer identified a preventative security service officer and resident of a village outside Nablus as the man killed in the altercation. As Tropical Storm Eta continues to cause heavy rainfall and flooding in Central America, the storm could make a loop and head back into the Caribbean, with some projections having it heading towards South Florida. We'll know more in the coming days. The slow-moving storm has weakened, but a possible threat continues to be rainfall over Central Florida. NASCAR's season finale 500 invades Phoenix 3 p.m. Sunday on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump spoke from the White House shortly after 2 o'clock in the morning, D.C. time.
This is without question the latest news conference I've ever had. I appreciate it very much, and I want to thank the American people for their tremendous support. Millions and millions of people voted for us tonight, and a very sad group of people is trying to disenfranchise that group of people, and we won't stand for it. We will not stand for it. I want to thank the First Lady, my entire family, and Vice President Pence, Mrs. Pence, for being with us all through this. And we were getting ready for a big celebration. We were winning everything, and all of a sudden it was just called off. The results tonight have been phenomenal, and we are getting ready. I mean, literally, we were just all set to get outside and just celebrate something that was so beautiful, so good, such a vote, such a success. The citizens of this country have come out in record numbers. This is a record. There's never been anything like it. To support our incredible movement, we won states that we weren't expected to win. Florida, we didn't win it. We won it by a lot.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.